Well, good morning, everyone. So good to have you join us today. So honored that you chose to spend some time with us. Hey, we're going to have an awesome time together. It's a special service as we're going to be sharing communion together. So I hope that you'll prepare, get you some crackers or bread, some juice, so that you'll be ready at the conclusion of our time together to participate with us. I want to say how much we love you. We're praying for you and look forward to seeing you again real soon. In fact, next Sunday, we're going to begin our phased reopening of our facility. We're going to begin with prayer. That'll be at 9 a.m. for 1 hour service from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. next Sunday morning. We've put a lot of things in place, preparing for your arrival, following all the CDC guidelines that we need to be following, and to make sure that you're safe, and we're going to have a great time together. So looking forward to seeing you next Sunday for a prayer service, and no better way to begin our coming back together in a facility, and that is to begin with prayer. We all need to pray and seek God, and we know that God's going to do amazing things, and it is doing amazing things. So I love you, and look forward to seeing you again next Sunday. And by the way, if you can't be here next Sunday, if you still maybe feel uncomfortable with that, and that's not going to be a situation where you're comfortable with coming into the facility, you're welcome to join us online. That service will also be online live, and we'll be connecting with you that way. Well, today we're going to give you a special installment where this is going to be a different type of a service where we're going to have prayer. In fact, we've been studying for the last 7 weeks about spiritual armor, about how that we can be fully equipped with the armor of God that God has provided for us. But it's one thing to study it. It's another thing to put it on. And so today we're going to put it on by way of praying through this spiritual armor. I'm really excited about our time together. We've been looking for the past several weeks from this passage where Paul speaks to the church of Ephesus about being fully equipped. And I want to just go to that scripture as we begin our time together. It's found in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, where Paul says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." So he instructs us, "Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand." And then he says this, "Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people." So today we're going to be putting on that armor, okay? So it's not enough just to have an academic study, but we're going to be applying this today and putting on this armor. And we put on it this armor through prayer and having the Holy Spirit pray as well for us and through us. Listen, the Bible teaches us that there's power in the Holy Spirit's work in our lives. And as we pray, he gets involved. And what happens, listen, this spiritual armor, it's not something you can physically see, but it's something that is unseen. It's spiritual. And so the Holy Spirit works powerfully as we pray. In other words, as we connect ourselves to heaven, as earth connects to heaven, something powerful happens. So let's begin and let's pray. Are you ready? Are you ready? Come on, let's pray together. And let's begin this way. We're going to begin with worship. As we studied recently the Lord's Prayer, we always begin with worship. We enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. So let's pray. Father, our Heavenly Father, we worship you today. We magnify your name and we thank you, God, for who you are. You are a good God. You're a God who loves us, who wants the best for us, who gave your best for us when you gave your son Jesus to die on the cross, to take our place, Lord, so that we could be set free, so that we could experience life and experience this life in the way that you always intended it to be. Oh, Jesus, thank you for giving your life for us. Thank you for dying on the cross so that we could experience that life. And thank you, Jesus, then for dying on the cross and for for being buried in the tomb and raising from the dead. And you're now at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. And you said when you go to the Father, you'd pray the Holy Spirit and that the Father would send us a comforter. And I thank you, Jesus, for the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this place today. And God, we thank you that you come to equip us and to empower us to be what you've called us to be and to do what you've called us to do. And so, Lord, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have fully equipped us and we stand in the completed work of Jesus Christ. What Jesus did on the cross, what Jesus accomplished has now been appropriated to us through faith in the name of Jesus, and we receive that. So, Lord, now we can declare that we are strong. As Paul's prayed that we would be strong in the Lord, God, we pray, we praise you that we can be strong in the Lord, and we are strong in the Lord. We have a relationship now with you, Jesus. Our life is hid in you. We have a vibrant, authentic, real relationship. And we thank you, God, for strengthening that relationship. Lord, we are strong in you today. Regardless of what's going on around us, we strengthen ourselves in you. And we are strong in the Lord's mighty power, as Paul said. We are strong in the Lord's mighty power. We walk not in our own weakness. We walk in the power and the strength of the Lord. We walk in the authority and the anointing that you have given us. You've given us power over the enemy so that nothing by any means will hurt us. You've given us power to be witnesses on this earth for you. And so, Lord, we are your representatives on this earth. So we stand strong in the Lord and in the Lord's mighty power. And we stand strong in our stand against the enemy. Oh, God, we know there is an enemy. There is a spiritual warfare on hand that's happening right now. But, God, we thank you that you have declared victory for us. And we stand in the completed work of Jesus Christ. We stand, we take our stand, and you have strengthened us. And you have strengthened us in that you have equipped us. So Lord, we thank you today that we don't fight for victory, but we fight from a position of victory today. And so we equip ourselves with the equipment that you have provided for us. So today we're gonna go through these things that Paul has described for us. So number one, we're gonna put on the belt of truth. So let's pray this, the belt of truth. Oh God, we put on the belt of truth. Lord, we stand in a world that needs truth. As the scripture says, truth has fallen in the street. Oh God, we pray that the things that we see and the things that we hear, that we will filter all those through the truth of your word. We pray, oh God, that we would filter everything that we hear, everything that we see, Lord, that we would filter that through your word, that we would stand solid upon your word, because the enemy comes to deceive, he comes to destroy. But Jesus, you have come to open blinded eyes. Lord, your word says that the little g God of this world has blinded their eyes that they cannot see. But God, we pray that you would open our eyes. Lord, open our eyes so that we may see truth. For we know that when we know the truth will set us free. That when we have a relationship with you, Jesus, we recognize who you are, it will change everything. God, may we know you. May we know you, for you said you are the way, the truth, and the life. Secondly, we're going to put on the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate of righteousness. Come on, let's put this on. Oh God, we pray that you would equip us now with the breastplate of righteousness. We thank you that our righteousness is not in and of ourselves. Lord, it is not self-righteousness. It is the righteousness of Jesus Christ. That Jesus Christ, the spotless Lamb, came to this earth, died on the cross. And there was a great exchange that occurred on the cross. A great exchange. The great exchange where you traded for us your robe of righteousness and took upon yourselves our filthy rags. You who knew no sin became sin for us so that we might become the righteousness of God. Oh, we thank you, Lord, that we could put on the righteousness that comes through faith in Jesus Christ. And now, because of that righteousness that has come upon us, we now have the ability to walk in the right way. We can walk according to your word, and we can walk not as this world walks. We walk differently, God. We walk differently. There's been a change happen inside of us, God. So we're forever the change. We're forever changed within us, God. All things have become new, and we are now walking in the righteousness of God. So, Lord, I thank you for protecting our heart with that breastplate of righteousness. I thank you for protecting our heart, for out of it flow the issues of life. Oh Lord, may we stand according to your word. May we walk according to your word and walk in righteousness. Oh God, thank you for imparting to us your righteousness. And then we're going to have our feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Oh, thank God we can have peace today. So let's pray for that, the gospel of peace. Oh God, we thank you that we can have peace in a world that's looking for some answers, God. Oh, we live in a world that seeks peace. The world is crying for peace. But we know peace comes from knowing the Prince of Peace. Oh, Jesus, we thank you for your peace that comes and changes everything inside of us, God. We thank you that, Lord, you take a heart that is unrestful, that's restless, God, and you give us a heart of peace. We pray, Father, Lord, that you would help us to walk according to your peace. But your word declares that it's the gospel of peace. It's when we walk according to your word and we walk in your will. There in that place is where we know peace. So we believe upon Jesus today so that we can experience peace. And we follow Jesus so that we can experience peace. Oh, thank you, Lord, for giving us peace so that when the decisions we make, where our feet are placed, God, where our feet go is according to your word, according to your will. Guide our lives in the path of peace, we pray. Oh, our feet have to do with where we go, what decisions we make. So, Lord, may we make every decision according to the gospel of peace, that we do nothing that conflicts with your word and your will. Oh, God, guide us, we pray, in the paths of peace, we pray. And then let's pray this. Let's put on the shield of faith. Let's take up the shield of faith. The Bible says, above all, take up the shield of faith, which is the word of God. So we're going to take up that shield of faith, that shield of faith. So Lord, we take up the shield of faith, and we thank you that as we study this, we know that the shield is a huge shield that covers the entire body. We see in scripture in the Old Testament times that they would actually link their shields together. So Lord, I link my faith to the faith of my brother and my sister. I thank you that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So our faith is not just in anything and anyone, but our faith is in a living God. Our faith is in a God who is available and hears our prayers and moves on the behalf of his people out of compassion. Oh, thank you, God. Our faith is upon you, Lord. Our faith is in you, Lord. So we deflect everything, oh God, that would try to destroy our faith and cause us to live in doubt and in fear. God, we defend ourselves against all the fiery darts of the enemy. We defend ourselves against the lies of the enemy, and we declare the word of God is true. The word of God is alive, and we defend ourselves. Oh God, we thank you for faith in you, God. Oh, so no matter what lies the enemy sows, oh God, we know, oh Lord, it will come to no effect. No weapon formed against your people will prosper. We declare, God, we are your people, and our faith is in God. Our faith is not in people. Our faith is not in a system. Our faith is not in a political party. Our faith is not in this world. Our faith is not in what even we can supply for our own self. Our faith is in a living God who hears us and answers us and provides for us. God, we thank you, Lord. Our faith is in you today. And then we're going to put on the helmet of salvation. I love this, the helmet of salvation. It protects our mind. So let's pray this. God, we put on the helmet of salvation. We pray, God, protect our mind. We know often the battlefield is the mind. Protect our mind today, we pray. Oh God, we put on the helmet of salvation. Save our mind. God, help us to have right thinking. Lord, help us to see clearly what is right and what is wrong. Help us to see clearly, Lord. And God, we pray that you would help us to come to our right mind. Oh God, reveal to us, we pray, Holy Spirit, the mind of Christ. Give us the mind of Christ, we pray. God, help us to think righteous thoughts. Help us to think, Lord, as you would have us to think. Help us to see as you would have us to see, I pray. Oh God, we thank you for that helmet of salvation. Oh, as the prodigal son that wasn't in his right mind and fled his father's house, But suddenly one day he came to himself. I believe it was you, Holy Spirit, that revealed to him the condition. And the Bible describes that he came to himself. Oh, he came to his right mind. Oh, Lord, may today we come to our right mind. And I pray for this nation. God, help us as a nation to come to our right mind, to come to understand that there's a God who loves us, to understand that God has a plan for our life. Oh, God, we come, Lord, to you, and we pray you restore our mind and restore to us salvation, we pray. That's in Jesus Christ alone. And then Paul goes on to say, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So we're going to take up the sword of the Spirit. We need the word in our lives. So God, we thank you for your word that's true. We thank you, Lord, that we can hide your word in our heart, that we might not sin against you. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that as we hide that word in our heart, when we're up against situations, it's you that reveals that word and makes it come alive within us and guides us and directs us, Lord, so that we can defend ourselves, but also so that we can use your word offensively, oh God, because your word comes and it penetrates the heart. It reveals the condition of the heart. And so, Lord, we pray, God, that you'd help us to use your word wisely. Lord, help us to use your word wisely to those around us, that we may be able to penetrate the darkness with the light of your word, that your word may have entrance into people's hearts and into their lives, oh God, and bring forth life. We pray, oh God, that we would yield your sword, God, in with wisdom and with love to this world, to reveal to them through the power of your Holy Spirit, through your word, oh God, their condition, oh Lord, and their need of you, we pray. And God, I thank you for revealing our need of you. We need you, oh God. Oh Lord, I pray that your word, oh God, would go past the ears and penetrate our heart, oh God, and change us. We thank you for your word, for in your word is life, oh God. So we pray you'd speak your word to us today. Speak your word now to those that are feeling hopeless. God, we're in a world that needs hope. Speak your word, I pray, oh God, so that, Lord, that it moves to the innermost part of their being, oh God, and changes us forever, we pray. And then Paul goes on to say this, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. So we're number seven is pray, and that's what we're doing today. We're praying, so we're applying all this. And he says, pray always, in King James, New King James, he says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. So as we pray, we're watching. We have a defensive nature of this prayer. So God, we pray, Lord, your protection. We pray your protection over our families. We watch over them. God, we pray your protection over our children. We pray your protection over our spouses. Lord, we pray your protection over your people, over your church. God, we pray, God, that you would guide us and direct us, oh God, and keep us fully equipped. Oh God, we need every part of the spiritual armor. So fully equip us, we pray, God. And Lord, we know that the prayer is also not only defensive, but it's offensive. It confronts the lies of the enemy. So even now, I confront the lies of the enemy. Oh, I thank you, God, that your word is truth. I thank you, Jesus, that your word is truth. So for every lie, we break it down. We tear it down. Lord, we thank you that our weapons are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every evil thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. Oh God, so I pray for those that are experiencing the strongholds of the enemy. We break that off of people. We break off depression. We break discouragement. We break defeatism. We break habits and addictions in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that you have power, and that we declare to the enemy, Satan, you have no rule in our lives. You have no authority in our lives. Jesus Christ comes with all authority, and you must bow at the name of Jesus. Your whatever name the enemy has thrown at you, whether it's cancer, whether it's sickness, whether it's disease, the name of Jesus is greater. And we declare the name of Jesus is greater. And we declare that the enemy is defeated in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare that God is great and God is greater. Greater is he that's within us than he that's within the world. And then Paul says, keep on praying for all the Lord's people. So I just pray for you today. I pray God bless you. I pray God guide you and direct your life. Ephesians chapter 6 goes on. Let me give you a little extra. Paul says, pray also for me that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. So if you don't have anything else to pray, Paul said, pray for me. I'm going to say, pray for me. But let's just put it this way. Pray for the ministry. Let's pray for this church, that we would be the ambassadors that God's called us to be. Paul was in chains, and yet he was declaring the word of God. We've been in isolation, but yet we're declaring the word of God. Oh, Father, thank you today that you have called us to be your representatives on this earth. I pray you'd help us to be effective in what you've called us to do. May we be fruitful. Use us. Let our light shine into this dark world, which is your light, God, within us. Lord, let us be your representatives on this earth, oh God. May we do it boldly, but may we do it wisely and with love, we pray. Oh, for there is a cause, oh God. There is a cause. The world is in need of Jesus. Lord, help us, oh God, to be, Lord, what you've called us to be. And I thank you that your word says, pray in the Spirit. So, Lord, without you, all this is words, man's words. But we thank you, God, that your Holy Spirit has the power to change us from head to toe. Your Holy Spirit has the power, oh God, to cause us, Lord, to work in the power of your strength and the power of your might. According to Zechariah 4:6, we know it's not by might and by power, but by your Spirit. So, Lord, we thank you that your Spirit is able, and we trust you, oh God. Guide us, cause us to walk in the Spirit, to operate in the Spirit, and Lord, to be, Lord, your hands and your feet to this world. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And let's end with this. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We thank you, Lord, that all things are possible through your name. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. We give you praise. We worship you. Come on, let's worship you. We worship you today. We worship you, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen. Hey, that's some spiritual warfare prayer right there. And I appreciate you praying with me today. Can I tell you that God is fighting for you? And listen, let me just put it this way. God is for you. God's not mad at you. God's not against you. God loves you, and he is for you today. And if you haven't experienced him, if you haven't put on that helmet of salvation, if you don't know Jesus Christ, you don't know truth, and you don't know him personally, that word truth in the Greek is gnosko, which means it's an intimate knowing. It's not just head knowledge. It's knowing him in a relationship. Can I tell you, you can know him that way. And I want to offer that to you today. If you don't know Jesus Christ, you haven't accepted him into your heart, you can know him today by simply praying and asking him to come into your life and surrendering the control of your life to him. Can I just pray with you that kind of prayer today? If you're in that place, you need to surrender your life to him. And that's really what it is. It's just surrendering control of your life to him. It's putting him first, making him the Lord of your life. If you need to pray that prayer, can I pray that with you? Come on, right now, right where you are. Let's just pray this together. Thank you, God. Come on, pray this prayer. Thank you, God, for loving me so much that you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross and pay my debt so I wouldn't have to. Thank you, Lord, for offering me life. Thank you for dying for me so that I can live for you. Today, I surrender the control of my life to you. I invite you to come into my heart, to come into my life. I make you Lord of my life, and I accept you now. And with all of my heart, I will follow you as you help me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hey, congratulations on the best prayer that you could ever pray. I rejoice with you. And if you just prayed that prayer, listen, we're here for you. We're going to be continuing to pray for you. We're going to continue to be praying for you. And listen, I invite you now to join us in communion. And if you're ready, those of you that are prepared, come on, let's participate in communion today together. Everything that God has provided for us, listen, it's through what Jesus did on the cross. Our freedom is not free. It costs God everything. It's most prized possession. Jesus Christ came and gave his life for us. But everything he did for us, everything he purchased for us is available through his shed blood. So I want to participate with you in this Lord's Prayer. And so, Father, we thank you for this opportunity to participate in communion together. We pray your anointing, your blessings, and your healing power over our mind, soul, and body, and upon these elements, as we appropriate what you did 2,000 years ago to our life today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. The Bible says this, when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. So let us partake of that which represents the bread of the body of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. After the same manner, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. Let us partake of that which represents the blood of Christ. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Come on, let's worship the Lord together. Oh, thank you, Lord. We worship you today. We bless your name. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We magnify your name. Oh, God, you're so good. Thank you, Lord. Now we walk. We walk strong in the Lord in the power of his might. We walk strong in our stance against the enemy. We walk, oh God, to be your light and your salt, light and salt in this earth, and to be your hands and your feet. Oh, thank you, Lord. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.